We're in Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud. This is an extension of the previous rule that we were seeing in the previous Mishnah. We hadn't finished all the cases in the previous Mishnah of the case where there are two Yibums, one after the other, where there shouldn't have been the second Yibum, if the second Yibum will in fact go back and invalidate or puzzle the first one. So we'll continue with our combinations here in Mishnah Yud. Says the Mishnah, Bikachas v'chareshes. So we take a woman who is a normal woman and a chareshes. Ba'yavam al-bikachas. So first the Yibum is done to the bikachas. V'chazer uba al-chareshes. And then the second Yibum is done with the chareshes. Or sheba achiv al-chareshes. Either the Yibum was done by him or by one of his brothers with the chareshes second. So in that case is the Mishnah, lo pasal es al-bikachas. That will not invalidate and puzzle the Yibum that was done with the bikachas. Reason is bikachas, that's just a regular, normal marriage. So therefore, once that woman falls out and Yibum is done to her, all of her co-wives were exempt. The second Yibum should not be done. But if it was, it's not going to puzzle the first one because the first Yibum completely worked and made her the Yavam's full wife. And then the reverse order says the Mishnah ba yavam al chareshes v'chazer uba al bikachas or sheba achiv al bikachas pasalas al chareshes. But in the reverse case, we will pasal if the yavam did yibum with the chareshes first, and then either he or his brother goes and does yibum with the bikachas second. So that second yibum will invalidate pasal the first. The reason is because the bikachas is a full marriage, the chareshes is only a partial marriage. Therefore, it has the ability, has the power to go back and puzzle the first marriage. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Gedola Uktana. Now we'll take the case with the combinations of a grown woman and a minor. Ba Yavam ala Gedola, v'chazer uba ala Ktana, or Sheba Achiv ala Ktana, lo puzzle es a Gedola. So first up for Yibum is now in this case the Gedola, the grown woman. Then second up, either by him, the same Yavam, or by one of his brothers, is the Yibum is done with the Ketana. In that case, it will not puzzle the Gedola. Because again, the Gedola is, the grown woman, is a case where there was a complete marriage, a complete Yibum. She completely became the Yavam's wife upon completion of the first Yibum. Therefore, the second Yibum, it shouldn't have been done, but it will not invalidate or puzzle the first one. Ba yavam al ketana v'chazer uba al gedola, or sheba achiv al gedola, pasal es ketana. The reverse case, if first the Yibum was done to the ketana, and then he went back and did Yibum, either him or his brother, to the gedola, in that case, so we will pasal the Yibum to the ketana, which happened first. Because again, the ketana is a suffix. Maybe it was a complete marriage, and maybe it was no marriage. So we're going to go back and we're going to say that the second woman is going to be stronger than the first woman's connection and therefore will invalidate and puzzle the first Yibum. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Melamdi Mektana Shetamayin Bo. Rabbi Eliezer says, the Bar Tanura says, this is the Rabbi Eliezer, that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, that we will teach the Ketana, the minor, to do Miyun in order that the Gdola will be able to do a Yibum Deoraisa. That is the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph.